you guys have been grinding it out all week with the Bucks. How's it been going?
Oh, it's been going well. It's always fun to get another team in here and then. They're very similar to us as far as how hard they work coming in, getting out there and practice. So it's been a real competitive week, and I think both teams have benefited from it.
How are you feeling physically at this point in the week? Got to get your
Not too bad, you know, for preseason and training camp. I think everyone knows you got to fight through these days. You know, it's not a true game day like the regular season where you go into a game feeling, you know, super fresh. Right now, it's all about fighting through and trying to be productive in the preseason.
It must have been a good week for you on many reasons because you had a lot of familiar faces out there. What was it like just having so many Rutgers alumni?
Oh, it's awesome just to see all the guys you went to school with. And, you know, you talked about living out this dream and playing the NFL and see all these guys actually out here playing, and then a bunch of the coaches actually coaching now in the NFL. That's an incredible feeling.
So this being the last day of camp, are you where you wanted to be or where you expected you'd be at this point?
I think I'm getting better. I think as a group we're getting better, and I think that's all we can ask for. We don't really come in saying we need to be at this level. We come in and say we're here, and we have to keep working and getting better each day.
Guys, we want to jump on.
He's getting better. I mean, Logan came in. I think he has a great upside. I think his work ethic is what's going to show. And I mean, from the time he's come in till now, he's gotten a lot better. And I think he's going to keep getting better. And, you know, sky's the limit for him. I think he played, like you said, a good amount of football for us in that first game. And I think he'll continue to do that, play a lot of football and get better each game.
What was the reaction for you guys?
Were you hoping to get the red jersey off of you before the last day of camp?
I'm just going by what the doctor say. It's not something that I want to rush and then have to be back in a red jersey right away. So whatever the doctor says is what I do.
What was the reaction from you guys as a team yesterday as you kind of heard everything start to develop with Tom?
I mean, we didn't. I think you guys had more communication and more opinions than we did. We actually got to see him in the locker room and all that, so it wasn't as crazy as I think the media made it seem.
Was there a moment where you were a little concerned, though?
Oh yeah, we get concerned when we see any guy go down. We don't want to see guys go down, especially, you know, in practice. You hate to see that happen, and I think it's great when we see guys get up.
Not that any one player is necessarily more important than another, but I mean, we are talking about Tom Brady. Obviously, his importance level is exaggerated on this team. When you saw that it was him down on the ground, what was your reaction?
I was happy he got up.
Did you guys give Nate the business at all after practice yesterday and last night?
No, I mean, I'm serious. It wasn't like the talk of the locker room when we got back in. Tom was okay, and we kind of went about our day.
So do we make too big a deal out of this whole thing?
Oh, that's not for me to say.
You're allowed to say yes.
No, you guys do your job. I think it's great. Fans get a good kick out of it. I think there was a lot of fans at home probably pulling out their hair yesterday.
How do you look today, too?
It's Tom Brady. He always looks good.
Is that a comment on his football play or something else?
Oh, it's a total package with Tom Brady.
Tell us what happened there the last play of the scrimmage this year with the last play of practice. The young man who came out.
Oh, I mean, that's incredible just to see he got to come out and, you know, like you guys just talking about Tom Brady, took a handoff from Tom Brady and got to score a touchdown. I think that was great. And then he actually got to break down the team for our last day of training camp. And I'm sure it's a memory he'll always have. And us as players, we remember that too. So it was good to just be a part of that.